Welcome to David Matto Radio.
Hey there, welcome back. I'm Dave, and this is episode 200. Episode 200. Who ever thought we'd get this far? Back in the day when I first started this podcast, when I was basically broadcasting from my closet in my bedroom because it was the best acoustics and I couldn't go anywhere else. And now, number one, I don't really care about the acoustics because this show is not about acoustics. It's about information for you. But 200th episode, I'm going to give you something that is so remarkable. It's going to be a very special episode, perhaps one of the most important and influential episodes I've ever done. And it's coincidental that it happens to be 200. I think that's it's a great sign. And also, what I'm about to tell you, please do not take this as official medical advice. This is a podcast. I'm a regular guy. When I'm doing the podcast, I'm just a regular guy giving my life experience. So I'm going to be talking in the first person about what I've done. If you choose to follow, that's you. But I'm not here recommending or prescribing or anything like that. What I'm going to be talking about today is something so life-changing for me. It's basically made my days as close to perfect as a day can be or as days can be. My anxiety level is zero or as close to zero as it possibly can be. And even though I was experiencing anxiety and depression and all the crazy psychological things that go along with that, they're all but gone. And I owe my success story to a plant, to a fungi. It's a stupid joke, but magic mushroom, psilocybin, psychedelic magic mushrooms. Now, I'll back up for a second because I'm a product of the 60s and 70s. And when I was growing up in high school, a lot of my classmates and a lot of people in school, a lot of people I knew were really experimenting with psychedelic drugs, you know, and whether LSD or psilocybin or I don't even know if MDMA was around, I guess in some, but I know that's more of a recent drug. I'm not even sure, but I was always afraid of psychedelic drugs. I loved the music that went along with it. You know, there's nothing like putting on Sgt. Pepper or Magical Mystery Tour or the White Album. I just loved, you know, the Beatles and their psychedelia. But I never really – I always stayed away from the drugs only because I knew some people that ended up with bad trips and in mental hospitals and et cetera. And it was just something I just didn't want to get involved in that world. But fast forward to the present, I've been experimenting with microdosing magic mushrooms and so psilocybin mushrooms. And by microdosing, what I'm referring to is taking about 1/10 of a recreational dose. And it delivers a sub-perceptual dose of psilocybin that you don't really feel like you're not tripping or seeing weird colors or anything like that. You can totally go about your day as you would normally. You can go to work, you can drive, you can do anything. However, what microdosing psilocybin does is it just adds or delivers a calmness in the background that you just have never probably experienced before. Now, these days, my days are just calm. Any anxiety that I had is, like I probably just said a few seconds ago, is all but gone. I was on some blood pressure medication, and I'm off of it. I'm off of all that now because my blood pressure is totally normal. And I'm going to attribute the little bit of high blood pressure I had was due to some form of anxiety. And I'm not even sure what was going on, but I can tell you I've been doing this microdosing thing for 7 months now. And it is a life changer. It's a game changer. I really wish I would have had this decades ago when I was, you know, going through some tougher stuff in my life. And it just would have been, and even if I wasn't going through tough stuff, it's something that really just calms you down. It resets the neuron pathways in your brain. And it's kind of like if you could picture, you know, whenever something's wrong with a computer, you reboot it. And chances are 90% of the time when you reboot a computer, for some reason, everything just works perfectly again. Right? I mean, if you have a problem, or even with your phone or your watch, if you have an Apple Watch or an iPhone or whatever you might have, something's a little off, you reboot the sucker and then it's working fine. Well, I know it's a crazy analogy, but it's the same with using magic mushrooms. I mean, you microdose magic mushrooms, or at least I do, and everything is just really good. Now, it's not just me that thinks this. There's all kinds of research taking place, especially at the world-renowned hospital, Johns Hopkins. Look it up. Google search for microdosing or even like hallucinogenic mushrooms or psychedelic research, Johns Hopkins. There's a ton of very serious scientists, people that are much smarter than I am, much smarter, because I'm not that smart. I just sometimes go along with what other people say. I do some research on my own, of course, but I'm just kidding about that. But there's some really, really prolific, intelligent people that are researching this right now. So it's a serious thing. This is not just something that's going to pass. I think as cannabis has become legal in many states, I think psychedelics such as psilocybin mushrooms are just maybe a decade or two behind that. But this is a very, very serious medicine, not to be messed with, but to be taken very seriously and with respect, because I'm not using this medicine to go to concerts or parties or I don't go to parties anyway, really. No, I'm using this as a medicine, as a real bona fide medicine. It, from what I can see so far in my 7 months of microdosing psilocybin, it works better than anything I have ever tried as far as bringing peace and calm to a day and getting rid of anxiety. I'm a believer. I think I'm a long-term fan of this. I would like to share more with you if you like this topic. Again, this is not to be taken as any type of medical advice. This is my personal experience, and I'd like to go into more detail and answer any questions at any time. So if you like this, just drop me a line and let me know. You can reach me at rundrdave, it's rundrdave @gmail.com. Just drop me a little line if you have a question. The only thing I'm not going to share with you is, let's face it, in most, as I'm broadcasting from the United States, in most areas it is not legal. I know in some countries it is legal or it's decriminalized, I guess. But in the United States, for the most part, except for maybe Oregon and Colorado, it's not legal. So I'm not going to share, I'm not going to even get into any kind of details about where you can purchase or where you can get this. I will say it's not difficult at all. And 7 months ago, I knew nothing. I mean, nothing about this topic, but it's easy to learn. Do your research. You can figure that part out. But I am here to answer any kind of questions you may have. Is it right for you? How much do you take? Are there things that interact with it that don't go with it? There are probably a list of questions, so I'm going to make this one pretty short today. And I just want to say this is it's changed my life, and I'm a firm believer. That's all I have to say. If you like this stuff, I'm very, very happy to do more on this. And until next time, I am Dr. Dave. Thanks so much for being a friend and a listener and a follower. Love you. Talk to you soon.